So I was like, wow. I did see a couple of interviews with him, and it seems like he's pretty articulate. Like, he's able to articulate the things that he wants to get done. And then let's see here. So I got a text here. So Vivek Ramaswamy is amazing. He needs way more traction, and he may get it. Yeah, I mean, he's already beat Nikki Haley in the polls. So, wow. And then we talked about another one here. We were saying how 31% today's sign of the apocalypse is 31%, almost a third of people try to close the elevator doors on somebody when they are approaching the elevator. Like, they start hitting the close the elevator door button, which, by the way, I found out in a separate little thing. I found out that most elevators actually don't wire that button. So if you ever push that button, you're like, why are the doors not closing? And you push it, and you're pushing the button like crazy, trying to close the elevator doors, and they don't close. It's because most elevator companies do not wire the button. I guess they don't want you to be able to close the door on people. The door open one works, but not the door close. Here's a text. Bobby, I feel that a number of elevator door closures might have increased during the pandemic. Yep, you're probably right. That would actually make a lot of sense. Like, oh, no, here comes somebody. Yeah, I could see that one for sure. All right, top three stories, and then we'll get to your legislative update, your Florida legislative update. Chinese military is ready to fight after drills near Taiwan. And Taiwan is saying that the waters near them, the ships and everything, are still there. They have not gone back, even though they're done with the drills. Oh, boy. United States and the Philippines are now holding the largest war drills near disputed waters with China as well. And I guess this is and I mentioned this before, the Philippines, pretty much since Hong Kong reverted back to Chinese rule, the Philippines has been concerned that China might try to invade them. I remember what was happening in 90, it was like the late 90s or something like that. They were very concerned back then. And so I'm sure if China does decide to invade Taiwan, it sounds like the Philippines would be one of the allies that would be trying to defend them to stop any Chinese aggression. And then final top three story here, Chicago is going to host the 2024 Democrat National Convention. We mentioned that February is when the primaries and the caucuses begin, so it'll be here before we know it. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Elevator door closers are just plain dorks. Yeah, or they're just afraid of people. I don't know. Florida legislative update here for quite a few things happening today. We mentioned before the bill that's going to eliminate permanent alimony. It is now ready for the House floor. It passed the House Judiciary Committee with a unanimous vote. Now, remember, they already passed, the state legislature already passed a bill a year ago, and the governor vetoed it. And one of the complaints on the past bills, the most recent ones, was that they were retroactive. Meaning, if you've already been divorced and you are paying permanent alimony, then this bill would make it so you no longer have to do that. And that's actually one of the reasons why a lot of people, governor vetoed it and stuff. Well, apparently this bill still has some retroactivity to it. It's not as easy, but it still has retroactivity to it. And so there's a lot of people who are opposed to this bill. So we'll have to see what happens with the House. But even if it passes the House, like I said, it's not even sure that the governor won't veto it. Then, let's see here. There's a new bill that will bring criminal penalties for businesses that allow children to attend drag shows. So this has passed, this has passed the full Senate now. We still have to wait for the House to decide on this bill. Then get to another one here. Oh, the partisan school board elections bill. This is the one that will put it onto the election or put it onto the ballot where school board elections, and I believe it was something else too, but definitely school board races would be partisan, meaning you have to declare if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, Green Party, whatever it might be. And that is headed to the full Senate floor now, that bill is. Then a bill that grants pregnant prisoners the right to delay their prison time. So prison time can be deferred for pregnant women. This passed the House Appropriations Subcommittee 14-1. And so if you're convicted with a felony, you can seek a delay to prison for up to 3 months after giving birth, actually. So it's not just like until you give birth. It's until up to 3 months after giving birth. That way you have the first 3 months to be with the baby, and then you have to report to prison. So that was kind of an interesting bill right there. There's and I guess part of that is because there was somebody who gave birth recently. I don't know if this was like recent or last couple of years at least. Somebody gave birth in prison unexpectedly. Like they knew they were pregnant. They just weren't expecting to give birth at that moment. And the baby ended up dying in her jail cell. And so, yeah, things like that. Yeah, that's pretty rough. So they wanted to do something to provide more rights for pregnant prisoners. Here's an interesting bill. The House drone delivery bill has flown through the final committee stop. A Senate version is waiting for a full vote of the chamber as well. So this would be basically, it would create drone ports throughout Florida. These drone ports would serve the purpose of delivering goods. You know how Amazon's been talking about doing Amazon deliveries with drones? Walmart's been talking about that as well, and others. So this would create drone ports and make it easier to construct drone ports, and then be able to create like drone delivery service, and give guidelines and restrictions and regulations pertaining to where drone ports could be, and all kinds of different things like that. That's just wow, it's a very futuristic type of bill right there. Then there's another bill that's headed to the House floor. This one is just going to authorize a study on the sea level rising. We've brought this one up a couple of times as well. And then got a couple more of them here for you. But first, let's get traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We have typical afternoon traffic. 29 is slow moving north of 9 Mile Road in between 9 Mile Road and 10 Mile Road. On Highway 90, we have slow moving traffic that's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. And 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slow moving traffic that's going to be in front of the Nature Preserve before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. And that is going to continue and completely clear up after you get past the Garcon Point Bridge. And we do have slow moving traffic on Pine Forest Road. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. A couple other bills to let you know about in the Florida legislative session as we are covering the Florida legislative session now. One of them is the lawmakers have gone ahead and passed the bill that would crack down on fans who interfere with sports events. So the House passed this bill already in March. Now the Senate has gone ahead and passed the bill. So basically, this is people who run onto the field, right? Whether they be streaking or not. If they try to run onto the field and then particularly try to make money off their exploits, like they've got some sort of shirt or something they're trying to do, well, it would increase the maximum fines for fan interference from $1,000 to $2,500. The bill would also take steps to recover money that people make from doing this. So in other words, you run onto the field. Let's go. Here's a prime example. In the 2022 Super Bowl, there was a guy who ran across the field in a one-piece swimsuit advertising an adult website. So the man later talked about the incident in which he was tackled and later charged. And then, of course, he ended up getting, he got a lot of views on that and started making money on it. So that's why they were like, okay, you not only are you disrupting this event in our state, but you're also trying to make money on it from disrupting it. Yeah, we're going to fine you $2,500 and recover money that you might have made off of that. Ooh, boy. So that's passed the full legislature, ready for the governor's signature. And finally, the House panel has advanced a bill that will restrict the use of restrooms according to your reproductive function. So this is the one where you've got the you got to use the bathroom if you were born with male genitalia, and you got to use the female bathroom if you were born with female genitalia. And so that bill has gone ahead and is ready for the House, the full House floor vote. So there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest 2023. It's going to be at Pensacola Harley-Davidson on April 29th. Your $100 ticket is good for two people, and an entry into the drawdown for the new Harley-Davidson. Door tickets for the party are also available. The event benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. Get more information on how you can get tickets at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Bands on the beach tonight. It's going to be, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, it's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. You've got Disco Kiss, their rock band, taking the stage. So be sure to check that out tonight. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi in about 6 minutes. We've got your daily dad joke and kind of a funny story coming out of Taiwan, as the Taiwanese are buying up a patch that kind of makes me laugh. That's all coming up in about 6 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, police body cam footage of the Louisville bank shooting shows officers moving in to engage the suspect while encountering heavy fire. The footage captures the moment police open fire, killing the 25-year-old gunman. Police say after he killed five people and injured over a half dozen, he laid in wait in the lobby for police to arrive and started shooting at them. Taiwan says China may be preparing to go to war against them. Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told CNN that China is conducting military exercises simulating joint precision strikes on his country. The Pentagon is vowing to turn over every rock to find the source of a U.S. intelligence leak. A batch of what appear to be classified documents have recently leaked online. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today said authorities are working to find the source and determine the scope of the leak. And YouTube TV announcing prices for NFL Sunday Ticket today. The NFL moved off from DirecTV, signed with YouTube for a 7-year deal. The price for YouTube TV customers is $349 for the entire season. Non-customers will pay $449. Bobby?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, this is one I got to admit, I was surprised. I thought the NFL would move their Sunday Ticket over to their NFL Plus network. And yeah. So I was a little surprised to find that they went ahead with YouTube, but I guess, you know, YouTube's going to pay them.
Right.
They were not necessarily going to be, you know, they wouldn't be getting paid if they just put it on NFL Network. They would have to just make their money from subscriptions. But I'm thinking, hey, if YouTube's willing to pay you, then obviously they think they're going to make plenty of money doing it. So you should do it too. But I guess they decided to not do that. I just don't like that it's just exclusive, you know. I like the NBA League Pass, the Major League Baseball's season pass, where you don't have to have any kind of, so you can just get it by itself,
right?
And so it'd be interesting. I think YouTube's looking to do that though. Like, you don't have to get a YouTube Live subscription, and then you can get this.
Yeah, their subscription prices for both, like, because I'm a current YouTube TV subscriber, uh-huh. So the price for me would be $100 than, say, for you if you have DirecTV, but you still wanted Sunday Ticket, you'd have to pay $100 right. more than I would. But, you know, I know that DirecTV had, because, you know, the loophole that I used to get DirecTV, and I think I'm safe in saying this now that DirecTV doesn't have this anymore, is that DirecTV would offer the Sunday Ticket U for college students. Yeah. So, you know, I would, you know, college student at my church or wherever, you know, I would just say, hey, can I pay you $100 for you to sign up for Sunday Ticket and let me have the login information, you know? So that's how it was. Gotcha. So I don't think YouTube TV is going to have it anymore. So that makes me a little sad and probably the end of my Sunday Ticket days. So I'll probably just be stuck with a Red Zone channel, which is still a pretty good alternative.
It is, yeah, that it is. But I still do. So I mentioned I was always doing the NFL Game Pass, which is you can watch all the games, just you have to wait for them to be over.
Right.
And last year they implemented it, NFL changed it to where the NFL Plus, if you subscribe to the NFL Plus channel, you basically get that aspect on its own. And so that's what I do. So because oftentimes on Sundays anyway, I go to church. I'm visiting with family. I've got a lot of, you know, Sundays are visiting people and stuff. And I just try not to get, like, all my friends know, don't text me scores. Don't text me any scores because I'm waiting until about late afternoon and then I'm catching up with the morning games. And then, you know, like that. So I still watch it that way. I found it's but there's nothing like NFL League Pass. That thing is awesome. So. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. Did a call in. We have a car off to the right side. It's going to be in the far right lane on Fairfield in the westbound direction in between I-110 and Palafox. So we do have some slight slowdowns in the westbound direction due to that. So keep that in mind. We have everyday afternoon slowdowns backing up on Highway 90. That is leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. 98 in Gulf Breeze. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some typical afternoon traffic. That's mostly the entire way throughout the nature preserve. You are going to be sitting in some traffic, as well as northbound on 29 northbound in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road. Expect some delays. See something else on the roads, you see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report, again, brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you need to call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here. Just heard Bobby talking about the bill opening the door for drone delivery service. Maybe I'm cynical, but it seems like an opportunity for thieves to shoot down a drone and steal your delivery. That's not cynical. I've been, ever since I found out about it, I've been joking about it, saying it's going to become a new thing. Just like we have porch pirates, we're going to be having drone hunting, like drone hunters. If we have porch pirates, we're going to have drone hunters. It's going to be a very real thing. Or it's like, especially get over some extremely rural areas. Oh yeah, it'll be a game trying to see how many drones you can shoot down. So they're going to have all kinds of issues with that, I'm sure. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke for you. And Taiwan is, Taiwanese are rushing to buy a patch. A patch. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in a second, I got to tell you the patch that the Taiwanese are rushing to buy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
How do you know if a joke is a dad joke? It becomes apparent. Okay. While most puns make me feel numb, math puns make me feel number. That's funny right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Taiwanese are rushing to buy a new patch. It's a hit with military officers. It shows a picture of a brown bear punching Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh has the China stars on it, so it looks like President Xi Jinping. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, we'll got your sports hit, where we'll give you an update what's going on with the play-in tournament, plus some Major League Baseball games going on today as well, and top sports news. The top three stories, though. Oh, and then after our sports hit, got a kind of a sad story of a Mobile prospect who was looking to be drafted in the maybe middle of the rounds of the NFL draft later this month. Give you an update what's going on right there. Top three stories. China's military is ready to fight after drills have been completed near Taiwan. According to the Taiwanese, their ships have stayed in the waters. In the meantime, the United States and the Philippines are holding the largest war drills near disputed waters with China. And Chicago is going to host the 2024 Democrat National Convention. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So the NBA, the play-in tournament is tonight. You've got the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Miami Heat at 6:30 on TNT. When that game's over, around 9 o'clock, the Minnesota Timberwolves will be playing the Lakers. Now, the Timberwolves are going to be without Rudy Gobert because he's suspended by the team for punching a teammate. Oh, boy. And then Major League Baseball got a few games underway. They just started. So all these games, well, so one game is in the third inning already. The Cleveland Guardians are beating the Yankees 2-1. But the rest of these are in the first inning. Oakland A's over Baltimore 1-0. Houston over Pittsburgh 1-0. Tampa Bay Rays and Boston scoreless. Miami Marlins and the Philadelphia Phillies also scoreless. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays have the league's best record at 10-0 as they're going into tonight's game. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Cincinnati Reds a little bit later tonight. And, of course, they won last night with a walk-off homer. It was pretty exciting. They are 7-4 on the season. Cincinnati Reds are 4-5. TBS has the Padres against the Mets at 6:10. Both teams are 6-5. ESPN Plus has Washington Nationals against the Angels at 8:38 tonight. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus. It's beginning at 6 o'clock. But at 6 o'clock on ESPN is Toronto Maple Leafs against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Then the late game on ESPN is going to be Edmonton against Colorado. I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the Fox with Gracie Wolf.
Typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. That's going to start at the scenic highway, Davis Highway intersection. But it is improving, so just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout Pensacola. 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Definitely expect some slow-moving traffic as you head in the eastbound direction. And we still have slow-moving traffic out on 29. This is going to be northbound in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. In sports news, Brittany Griner is going to be writing a memoir about her time in the Russian prison. The memoir is going to be titled Unfathomable. There you go. White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson has landed on the injured reserve. Could miss a month with a sprained knee. And then the Tampa Bay Rays, I just mentioned they have the league's best 10-0 record. Well, they're closing in on the best record to start a Major League Baseball season. In soccer, the Premier League Summer Series is coming to the United States this summer. In the NFL, Buccaneers linebacker Devin White has requested a trade. The Lions have traded cornerback Jeff Okuda to the Falcons for a fifth-round draft pick. The Atlanta Hawks and the NBA are allegedly considering a trade with considering trading Trae Young away. So big time player right there, possibly getting traded away. New Orleans Pelicans Zion Williamson says he will return when he feels like Zion. Okay. Which, based on his pro career, it means he's just in when he feels like he's injured, because that's how he's always been. And Duke's star freshman Kyle Filipowski has announced that he will return for his sophomore season. So it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross. He saw this sad story out of Mobile. So Mobile native, his Michael Antonio Jefferson. He is from Mobile. He's 23 years old. He apparently was in a 2019 Chevy Impala, and he had a head-on collision with Charles Dunn, 55, of Chatham. And Jefferson, Michael Antonio Jefferson, went to Mobile, graduated from Murphy High, went to Louisiana, University of Louisiana, so Louisiana Raging Cajuns wide receiver. And he also played three seasons at Alabama State. He was expected to be in the middle rounds of the NFL draft later this month. Well, because of this head-on collision that occurred, he is having to undergo multiple surgeries, which, of course, this doing so is going to be, is probably going to mean that it could hurt his draft stock. I was trying to look at this head-on collision situation and see what this is about. Apparently, the Charles Dunn, the one that died in the accident, he's the one that allegedly was driving on the wrong side of the road, is what it appears. After he hit this wide receiver, he ended up hitting another vehicle after that. So they're still investigating the cause of the crash, but that's what it's beginning to look like thus far. So sad story right there for a Mobile native. Hopefully he's able to recover from those surgeries pretty quickly and it won't affect his draft status. Another situation, you know, we talked last week, Matthew Banks was finally indicted by a grand jury. He's facing like 90 years in prison. He's allegedly bilked over $5 million from over 150 customers. And so it's just a matter of time before I'm going to hear something else about contractor Jesse Lacoste, his brother-in-law. Well, sure enough, he has been arrested again this morning on larceny charges. This is his fifth arrest this year. It was grand larceny in the first degree. He was released on $50,000 bail after 5 minutes in jail. So this is what he's been arrested for so far. So he was arrested in Santa Rosa County last November on a larceny charge. And then January in Escambia County for larceny and fraud, was released on $130,000 bond. Then released in February 1st in Escambia County, a warrant out of Okaloosa County. Then he was arrested on February 6th in Okaloosa County for larceny, and he was released on a $95,000 bond. February 15th, Santa Rosa County, arrested again. Failure to appear, released on $10,000 bond. And then today, in Escambia County, arrested again for larceny, released on a $50,000 bond. So yeah, he's racking up. I mean, these guys with their bonds, man, like they owe millions of dollars to these people that they allegedly bilked. But they're starting to rack up some pretty big fees with some bonds. $300,000 in bonds. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, one more corruption-based story thing. The pre-trial hearing is being held for Andrew Gillum. Oh, yeah, remember Andrew Gillum? So he ran for governor against Ron DeSantis the first time around. And so he was the Democrat nominee, against Ron DeSantis, and then he was later he was accused of corruption, and he's got other things too, but that's like the main thing, right? And so one of the interesting things here that I was thinking about with Andrew Gillum. Now, he's kind of just disappeared, right, since he lost the gubernatorial race, partly because of the corruption charges, partly because, remember, there was a situation where he was busted in some Miami hotel room with drugs and with possible male companionship and all this other stuff. So he's had a lot of things and a lot of reasons why he's just kind of disappeared. But it's one of those things where you go, what if Andrew Gillum won the race and was the governor of Florida? Then all of these corruption charges and stuff started coming out while he's governor. I mean, look how long it's taken, because these corruption charges and stuff all came about very quickly, like right around the time of the gubernatorial race, maybe a year after. But look how long it's been taking for like this trial to happen. I guess the point I'm trying to bring up is like we're seeing this with Trump right now, that it's like, we're like, okay, so he's being charged with this, he's being charged with that, he's being charged with this. And a lot of people, I think, are thinking, well, you know, we'll get a result. We'll get some sort of result. Either he's going to be he's either going to be convicted or he's going to be exonerated before the primaries begin in February. But no, I mean, look how long this stuff drags out. So what he was just charged with last month, or you know, last week, 34 counts of felony charges. The former President Trump, 34. The first hearing on that isn't going to be until December 8th. The primaries begin February, so I'm just like, oh boy, this stuff just takes so much time. I wish they could just speed it up. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a text here. It says, I wonder if him and Banks are bailing each other out. Yeah, such a quick release. I think someone else has to do it for them. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Both of them recently have been released within 5 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes, they're released. So they obviously had the bail set up ahead of time. I got one texter here says, I wonder if they're using their alleged stolen money to bail themselves out. Like, oh geez, that would not be good. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, plus your top stories on foxnews.com. And Bobby's brain teases today are related to National Pet Day, so stick around for that. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect that typical afternoon slowdowns. That's going to be if you are right when you get to the scenic highway, Davis Highway intersections, where it starts to show slow moving traffic, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update. Joe?
Bobby, police body cam footage of the Louisville bank shooting shows officers moving in to engage the suspect while encountering heavy fire. Police say after the suspect killed five people and injured over a half dozen, he laid waiting in the lobby for police to arrive and started shooting at them when he saw them. The Manhattan DA is filing a lawsuit to keep congressional Republicans from interfering in the office's criminal case against former President Trump. Alvin Bragg filed a federal lawsuit against Congressman Jim Jordan, accusing Jordan of transparent campaign to intimidate and attack his office over the prosecution of Trump. The Pentagon is vowing to turn over every rock to find the source of the U.S. intelligence leak. A batch of what appears to be classified documents have recently leaked online. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today said authorities are working to find the source and determine the scope of the leak, Bobby.
Yeah, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get to the top stories on FoxNews.com real quick. Top story is body cam footage pertaining to how the police saved lives, taking down that bank shooter in Louisville. The top stories on FoxNews.com. A poll sheds new light on how Trump measures up against Biden as he faces charges. And basically, it looks like they're about head to head at this point in time. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is suing Representative Jim Jordan over his indictment subpoenas. Remember, Jim Jordan is trying to subpoena Alvin Bragg to come testify about why he's going after Trump and stuff. And so he's countersued. And then Biden admin outlines plans to cut vital water supplies in the western states. Okay, this is an interesting one. The Department of Interior has released a draft proposal that highlighted two potential actions to combat the Colorado River Basin's deteriorating water levels. Basically, it would have federally mandated supply restrictions for states that are dependent on the river. And then it would have a, where was the other one? Oh, so it would affect seven states that have been dealing with a drought. And so kind of interesting one right there. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, today's Bobby Brain Teases pertaining to National Pet Day. There are 85 million dogs in America and 60 million cats. And that's not including the strays, though. 40% of us are dog people, 20% are cat people, just over 30% like both equally, and 8% don't like dogs nor cats. 8%? What in the world? 91% of pet owners say that their pet is part of the family. 83% of Americans think pets are capable of love. And then more than half of pet owners let their pets sleep with them. 60% said yes, at least some of the time. 58% of us think walking a cat on a leash is fine. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.